It's time for the Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mount and Home Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive, Highway 62 East here in Mount and Home. A program highlighting upcoming events and interesting people and organizations in the Twin Lakes area. And now here's your host, Kim Saichi.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. Glad you could be with us in the studio today. We've got Jackie Basinger, who is not only a seventh grade science teacher, she is also part of the STEM team or the STEM program. You're with FIRST Robotics as well. They're going to have a poker run for robots. We're going to talk about that. Rick Steiner has joined us as well. He's part of STG, which is the kind of the money bags of the 501c3 that is the STEM program, correct? Did I get all that right?
Yes, we do the fundraising for the charity.
Oh, awesome. And this poker run for robots is going to obviously benefit STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Jackie, when is this taking place?
This will be on Saturday, June 22nd, from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. on Lake Norfolk.
Nice. And who can get involved? Anybody?
Anybody can. If you're we'll be on the lake, so boats, any boats are welcome. And we can also, you'll be able to access all of the ports via vehicle as well. So you can get the motorcycle running or your antique car or even a big old school bus and bring a bunch of friends and have a fun day.
Or a Volkswagen bus. Right?
Or minivan, soccer mom.
Anything.
Buy lots of hands. Multiple hands. You don't have to have just one hand. So, I mean, you have four people in your car. Each person can play four hands.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So we want to have membership or interest.
Yes, absolutely. You want a lot of participation in this because this is such a wonderful program, and they do need the monetary funds because, like we said, it is a nonprofit. It is a charitable foundation. So the STEM program also affects so many kids in so many different areas, and I know, because we're women, they've been pushing STEM, especially for young women and girls that are in school, because for some reason, girls are being left behind when it comes to science, technology, engineering, and math. But we know that there are a lot of girls out there, and boys too, that are very interested in this.
I'd like to say one thing along those lines is I've been to the Worlds competition a couple times, and that's where a lot of this money will go to, is traveling to Worlds. Our team goes to Worlds every year.
Mm-hmm.
But part of the thing that I thought was interesting is one time the founder, Dean Kamen, gave a video speech that I saw, and he said, you could put your kid in sports or this and that, baseball or whatever, and it's one in a million that goes to the pros. But he said, at these robotics competitions, he said there's a job waiting for every one of these kids.
That's very true.
And on our STG, we have an alumni who, changed her direction because of it, went to Fayetteville, became an engineer, came back, and now works at Baxter. And there's another alumni of the Bomb Squad in this room who also came back and has a job in Mountain Home.
I was just going to say, Ms. Basinger used to be Ms. Meisner, also known as, or previously. And yes, you have been involved in this since you were a kid.
Yes, growing up through the program has really sparked my interest to continue to educate students to pursue careers in science, technology, engineering, and math because it is such a valuable asset, especially with careers that are currently still developing. Students that are going through the program now will likely have jobs that we haven't even
heard of yet. Yeah, exactly. This isn't just about coding. This isn't just about DNA. There's something new every month. You look and you say, oh my gosh, the 3D printers, they're making hearts. I mean, this all involves the science, technology, engineering, and math. There are so many aspects.
There's problem solving and teamwork, and I don't care what industry you're in, you have that. And the other thing is, it's not a man's world. I mean, there's just as many girls involved, and it's a great future there as well. So, I mean, it's a level playing field.
Women have been involved in this aspect of our world for a long time. It's just that they didn't get the recognition, such as a lot of the women that were with the space program. We all saw the couple of movies that have come out in the last few years. Women have been behind the scenes doing this work for many, many years. And I don't want to discount the men either. I mean, there's a lot of brilliant men out there that have been working in these fields forever as well. Your mom was one of the sponsors of this, wasn't she, Jackie?
She helped when I was a student.
That's what I thought. I remember
doing some
back
of the parent stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So your family's been involved in
this.
Yeah,
family's been involved in it, and they still support me today. I mean, they watch when I'm on the competitions. They watch online, and they try to keep up with what is going on with the team because they enjoy it too, just watching
how
the robots play.
When do you go to Worlds?
We go to World every year in April.
Okay.
So we just got back from Detroit, the high school team did, mm-hmm. and we played against 400 teams from around the world, Australia, Israel, China, we have a good show every time. So
yeah,
it's
always do a good job.
Yeah, it's always great to see how it sparks the students' enthusiasm for the next season, because it's not just the high school teams. You get to see the Lego League teams, which are your elementary students,
right,
also there and doing amazing things with their different projects that they've developed.
Awesome. How do we get our passes to get on the poker run?
We have talked about what a great program this is, and now it's being envisioned K through 12, but we do need funds. So we are here today to talk about our fundraiser, mm-hmm. and we're going to get into that. But also, if they're unable to attend our fundraiser, you can simply go to frcteam16.org, and there's a place right there where you can do a PayPal, or if you wanted to send an envelope with a check in it to the high school, I'm sure that would get to us. So we do need funds, and our
That's
poker run
about.
Is a fun way to raise funds. And I participated in it last year, worked one of the docks all day, and everybody was having a great time. And so what you do is you simply buy a hand, which mm-hmm. is a piece of paper, mm-hmm. and then you travel to each of the ports of call mm-hmm. and then draw a card while mm-hmm. you're there, and then the best poker hand. You go to 7 ports of call, so the best 5-card hand wins. And we've got some things worked out where we've really kind of streamlined the process, and we've actually got it for our admin team where we can see the leaderboard online,
mm-hmm.
and we've got all kinds of things worked out, and we've raised it where you can start at any one of the ports of call. You don't have to start at a particular port of call, so that made it very easy. You can have multiple hands, so we'd like you to come out to a dock on Saturday morning and mm-hmm. Any one of our ports of call to get started, or go to the website. And all Jackie's right. got even more information about that.
All right. Yeah, we've got just about a minute. Jackie, give us the rundown on how they can get this started.
So you can register or pre-register at the website, frcteam16.org. There's a link there where you can just register, fill out your registration, and pre-register. So then all you have to do Saturday morning is show up to the dock and get your paper, so then you can start traveling the docks. What's really fun about this is that there's a $1,000 prize
oh, wow.
for the winner. And then we also have a second and third prize for the second and third best hand. So not only is it fun, but there's something for you too.
There Did you go. Say $1,000
yeah.
cash?
$1,000 cash.
Wow. That is definitely worth getting involved in
That's
this.
That's a motivator.
That
yeah.
is a great motivator.
And you drive around, see the beauty of the Ozarks, go from dock to dock.
And you're helping kids.
Make money.
You're
yeah.
helping kids further their education. There's nothing better than that. I want to mention also that Miss Jackie brought Mr. Aiden in with her. If you
yes.
hear that little noise in the background. How old is Aiden?
He'll be a year.
My goodness.
Yeah.
He's adorable. Nice to have him with us in
yes.
the studio.
He's
as
down
well.
There embracing technology right now.
Yes.
Is he really?
He's got
playing
a smartphone.
With the phone. Yeah. Playing with the phone already. He's not even a year old. See how they get
yeah.
him started? Jackie, come back and see us again.
Absolutely.
Bring some of the team.
Of course.
Maybe next year.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Steiner, always good to talk to you.
Thank you.
All right. That'll wrap it up for Talk of the Town. The information will be available on our podcast. All you have to do is go to ktlo.com if you need more info, or you can call me. I'll give you the info as well. That wraps it up for Talk of the Town. Be good to each other out there. I'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Learn how she can help you reach your financial goals. Stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.